Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 12th day of February. Proper tip of the day is to check your stored food inventory. Make sure it's all properly stored in good condition. Difficult to find and buy, and it looks like I'm off the air. Okay, now we're back. We have a holdover call. We have Jeff Nyquist on standby in the green room, and we have a call held over from the last hour, and that would be Patricia. You have a comment you want to wrap up here, Patricia?
Yes. A lady was talking about glyphosate, and James perhaps did not realize this. Apparently, glyphosate is sprayed on the field, even on... field, they use it as a desiccant, even on the organic, except Ezekiel. I called the company, and Ezekiel doesn't let anyone near their fields. So this is important to know if you think you're not getting glyphosate. Check again.
Okay. And how would a person check, Patricia?
I called Ezekiel company. I would call the company of the... grains that you use that no one has access
to. Sorry, guys. We got a drill here on this boat. I can't turn it off. Hopefully it's done. We had a drill thing here going on this ship. Are you still there, Patricia? Okay. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, I'm sitting here on this massive ship, bigger than an aircraft carrier, at St. Martin in the Caribbean, and they just had a very loud tone here for a drill, and I couldn't make it go away. How are you, sir?
I am doing okay. I don't have the virus, and it hasn't reached my town yet.
Uh-huh. Well, I wouldn't be unduly concerned. You impress me as a healthy adult who is not at particular risk for the flu. Well, Jeff, your website, of course, is jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog, and you've been a busy guy writing new articles this past week, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, I think I've done three since I talked to you last.
Well, I've been following you for probably 12-plus years, and for you to write three articles in 1 week is something you typically don't do, is it?
No, lately I've been doing about two, averaging, but when there's more to say, there's more going on, we're in a more interesting moment in history. So there's more to say. If there's nothing to say, then I don't write anything at all. Sometimes there isn't anything to say that I've said already.
My research assistant, marketing woman, Elizabeth in New York, I sent you some articles that she recovered concerning a Harvard research professor. And apparently...
Yes.
Right. He's been receiving some pretty phenomenal amounts of money and not reporting it to Harvard, which he's supposed to do. And now we've got the FBI involved, and it may just be the tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll be following up on that and learning more about it as time goes on. This is a story that will probably gain some traction. And we got we have a caller on hold here. It's Jeff in Massachusetts, I think. Do we have a caller on hold?
Yes, John, thank you very much. Jeff, here is the thing. In New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders won the Democrat primary in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders is extremely dangerous because if you watch the Project Veritas videos, his staffers want to put people like us in gulags so we can learn how to be a good comrade and learn how to be a team player to that effect. And Jeff, this put chills down my spine. Did you watch the Project Veritas videos on what Bernie wants to do if he becomes president?
I haven't seen them, but I've heard about them, and I've known these kind of people for decades. So, no, I know that's how they feel. I've known that's why I started writing 30 years ago. I saw these people were going to come into control of the country, and I knew who they were, and I knew that they were being used by foreign powers, even though they don't realize communism is a sort of a giant scam.
You're right.
They're stupid, you know.
Useful idiots.
Yeah, useful idiots or sometimes useless ones, but no, they do sincerely believe this. The reason why is that people who go to ideologies and are true believers, they are sure they're right. And because they're right and they have the truth with a capital T, nothing else matters. They can kill us. They can, you know, if we're in the way of their truth, they're completely ruthless. And we are then bad. We're evil because we're opposed to the truth with a capital T. And so you have to understand why people like that are dangerous, whether they're Nazis or communists or Islamists. If people are absolutely sure, see, there's a difference between having a faith. You know, when you have a faith, it's internal, it's spiritual. But they believe they have a political solution that they must apply, and if we don't go along with it, we're evil, and we have to be rubbed out.
You are so right, Jeff.
Has that attitude, yeah.
Yes, you are so right. In fact, Mao Zedong said the political power is derived from the barrel of a gun. And here is the thing. The Bernie people, one of the Bernie people, I forgot his name off the top of my head, but he said, if Bernie doesn't get in, Milwaukee will burn. And when you listen to these people, I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And you know what? Before I go, America is literally a divided place. I mean, I live in Chelsea, Massachusetts, which is a predominantly Hispanic. If I talk to the people of Chelsea of who they're going to vote for, they're going to vote for the Democrat because they don't care about patriotism. They don't care about America. It's basically get their relatives in here, get the bacon, and that is it. Democrats will bring my relatives to this country, and they'll give me the bacon, that, and the rest is conversation. Whereas conservative-minded people, we want to preserve America, preserve the Republic, preserve the Constitution, preserve freedom, whereas a lot of the immigrants coming to this country, they just want to have the bacon, and the few that don't are considered sellouts. What do you think, Jeff? I'll listen to you off here. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Well, yeah, the demagoguery of the socialists is that they promise all kinds of things to people, and they say, they also scare them. They say those white people want to, you know, enslave you. They want to take everything away from you. They're racist. And so you have to vote for us. If you don't vote for us, you're going to be oppressed, you know.
A follow-up before we get to our next caller. These staff members at that level, Bernie Sanders staff members who've been recorded making these comments, you don't get to be a staff member for Bernie Sanders unless you share the vision, the beliefs, the values of Bernie Sanders. You don't get to be a staff member. So what these staff members were recorded saying, parrot and duplicate the beliefs, the values, the goals of Bernie Sanders, don't they, Jeff?
That's right. And, of course, the other candidates running, Tulsi Gabbard, and is a big Bernie supporter, has supported Bernie for a long time. She got into Congress because the DSA supported her. That's the Democratic Socialists of America. And then the same thing with Pete Buttigieg. He won a Profiles in Courage, you know, when he was in school, Profiles in Courage essay contest, and he wrote his essay on Bernie Sanders. So,
absolutely.
And of course, these are the people that are running. I mean, Biden is older, so he's not part of that generation. But all of them are socialists, whether they are or not.
We have a regular caller from the future. It's Thursday in New Zealand. We got Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Hello, Jeff and John. I would like to ask for Jeff's opinion. Is he aware that Joshua Wong of Demosisto is actually supporting Pete Buttigieg from the Democratic Party, and they have called him the most pro-Hong Kong presidential candidate?
I didn't know that they're supporting. Now, say this again. Who is supporting Mayor Pete?
Joshua Wong and Nathan Law of Demosisto.
That's interesting. Usually people from other countries stay out of our politics, but that's very interesting that they would have some kind of say in it. Of course, Pete Buttigieg's father was edited the definitive translation of Anatoly Gramsci's prison notebooks. And Gramsci, of course, is sort of the great-granddad of the cultural warriors and the social justice warriors here in the culture war. So that's the Marxist culture war. So that's interesting. You know, you could say that Pete was kind of a red diaper baby. And sure, Joshua Wong, he really worries about the Communist Party taking power, doesn't he? He wants to have it for us here.
And I also have, I'm not sure if Jeff would like to respond to this. During the week, I talked to many support the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement, and many of them are saying they're no longer supporting the
emergency
Hong Kong pro-democracy.
Whoops, there's somebody talking there. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, Alex?
Okay. During the week, I talked to many former Hong Kong pro-democracy movement supporters on Twitter. Many of them have said they no longer support the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement because the likes of the Hong Kong Democratic Party and the pro-democracy movement itself is now embracing Marxism and communism. And some of them are now getting worried that Alexander Dugin is actually in support of the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement, even the Hong Kong itself as well. I'm not sure if Chief would like to comment on that.
Well, Alexander Dugin is very famous for being the sort of inventor of national Bolshevism. He is a guy who has tried to combine right-wing ideas with Marxism-Leninism. And he has had an outreach to traditionalist so-called people all around the globe, trying to form a kind of far-right, far-left combination. But he is, my understanding from his biography is he was recruited by the KGB back in the late 80s, and that he is an agent of the Russian Special Services. So that's all very interesting. Are you there, John?
I'm here. I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah. So is there anything else?
I just want to let you know, Jeff, I sent you a document on the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement on your email. You may edit it if you want. But definitely, you know, I finished the document.
Okay, I'll have a look at it.
And that's all I have, Jeff and John. And okay. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Okay, Alex. Thank you, Alex. Jeff, we got a follow-up comment from Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Okay, I hope this one goes through. First of all, Bernie Sanders got his start in Vermont. Vermonters do not feel, he was considered a crackpot in Burlington. And what I found out later after I left the university was a lot of people in Burlington were Soviet agents, including professors at that time. And Goddard College was getting taken over about that time. Goddard College is in Vermont. And a lot of these people came from out of state and kind of took over the politics, including Governor Dean, that none of us knew where he came from because he wasn't a Vermonter. But anyway, all those things, but they were secret. In those days, which I'm talking about in the late 60s and 70s, there were a lot of Russian people there posing in different areas, but taking over. So I wanted to say that I'm a Vermonter, but that was one thing. Do you want to respond to that at all? The other thing I wanted to finish, this two important points. A while back I asked you, John, if you had heard or seen the YouTube called Friends of David Goldberg. Really, really important for people to tune those YouTubes on while they're available. And I want some kind of response. I've still been waiting for you to respond. And unless I missed it. And the last thing is about the glyphosate that I was trying to make that comment when we got interrupted. Glyphosate is sprayed on all grains in the country as they come out of the field, even the organic ones, unless the company has its own integrity, like Ezekiel. I called that company, and they said no one is allowed near their fields. So we can be assured that any grains from Ezekiel Company are not sprayed with glyphosate. But it's used as a desiccant. That's their excuse and their way to get it in there. So, three pieces of information.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Patricia. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Bursting with information. Thank you.
All right. We have a break. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis with Pastor Paul Begley on May 1st and 2nd. Details and tickets available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog, and we are taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting here at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jeff.
Yes. Well, it's the last piece I wrote was about Obama's foreign policy and especially towards Russia and what that means. And I think that if people look at these issues that we have with communists in Vermont, for example, one thing I would want to say about the Russians and about the communists is that they realized 30-plus years ago that if they moved into rural areas that were small, it didn't take very much money, relatively, or very many people to start electing senators in small states like Joe Biden in Delaware or like Al Gore Sr. and Al Gore Jr. in Tennessee, or you've got, of course, Bernie Sanders in Vermont. And if you live in a small rural place, especially in a university town, that these places used to be conservative, either conservative Democrat or Republican, And, of course, they've been able to flip some of these places and turn out votes. And by pouring money into these places, they've been able to change the political, the normal political pattern of some of these places. So I think that's worth, and I believe it is organized, it's conscious. I've heard leftists talking about it years ago, about going to these rural areas. So it's not, this isn't just a conspiracy theory, this is actual political activism. Political activism is, you know, going on all around us. And it is an attempt to change our society into a socialist society. And socialism is the model for totalitarianism, whether it's national socialism or international socialism, that is communism. It all leads into the same kind of idea of the government controlling your life, controlling the economy, regulating everything and everything we do, and taking away the liberties that we have because, you know, our founding fathers fought the American Revolution.
Absolutely, I agree. These low population states are much easier in terms of logistics of time and money you need to spend. These low population states have been tempting targets for the communists, haven't they?
Yeah, and you know, there's some low population states that they have moved into because the economic interests there were too strong for them to have their way. But in states like Vermont and Delaware and Tennessee, places like this back in the 1980s, and I'm not sure, some of these states have gained more population since that time, but yeah, they definitely want to have an impact. Yeah.
Okay. Well, these are articles that you're writing, Jeff. I encourage people to read them at your website at jrnyquist.blog. And, of course, your books are listed on for sale at amazon.com. And if people need to get your books and read them, I particularly like The Origins of the Fourth World War. That book has stood the test of time, hasn't it, sir?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, it's basically predicting a situation like what we're approaching now, where the Russians and Chinese are together and they're very heavily armed, and we're behind trying to catch up,
which is by design. We signed arms treaties which we went along with and the Russians did not, and the whole plan, and we've talked about this before but it's been a while, of the alleged collapse of the Soviet Union was to get the West to disarm, and that plan has worked perfectly, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have had a huge disarmament since Ronald Reagan was president. The size of our army, the size of our navy and air force, there's considerable shrinkage. And of course, there was initial shrinkage in the Soviet military, but the Russians have come back. In fact, there was a news item here recently about Russian and Chinese submarine missions into American waters. And the Navy was saying, well, in a military emergency, we can't guarantee we can control the waters around our own country because of the numbers of submarines we're talking about. So, and the Russian submarine technology is much better now. It used to be we had the superior submarines. It's no longer the case.
Well, it's not.
The submarine technology,
One of the things that makes submarines more dependable and safer is being silent, and that means highly accurate ball bearings. And President Clinton turned over the ball bearing technology that we had to the Russians, didn't he?
Well, we've let them take all kinds of things from us, and there's hardly any way of keeping track because there are so many technologies that we've lost to China and Russia.
We have a bomb the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We continue to get new images, images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. You have to scroll pretty far down on my website at thelibertyman.com to find those images. It's a fun project, something that our listeners are participating in. And find these images, getting the screen captures to me. If you get one yourself, get that screen capture to me and get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, you really need an energy cleaner. I'm on this trip, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. I brought my energy cleaner with me. I have the travel pad with me. I put it on the bed. I hit the bed about 10 p.m., and I'm out like a light 10, 15 minutes later. That's how well I sleep. I sleep as good as a small child every night. You can also. Do you have arthritis pain? What are you waiting for? Arthritis pain stops you from doing the things that you love. It might be walking in the park, playing golf, tennis, riding a horse, whatever it might be, fishing, hunting. Get rid of the arthritis pain with your energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there. We can use PayPal. I really like PayPal. Most secure way, anything online. Why is that? Because you're not giving up your credit card number. Pretty simple. You can send me a check. My address is right there. When I get back, I'll be shipping all my orders. the door in first class priority mail and get it shipped to you. So check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We got Jeff Nyquist with us. His website's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. And we're taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Sorry, I can't stop. Okay, we're in a drill here on this boat, and I can't stop it. Jeff, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, did you hear that loud tone?
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I can't help it. They're at port. They do drills when they're in port for the whole crew. The international communist conspiracy, that in fact is what Bernie Sanders is part of, what Buttigieg is part of, what Elizabeth Warren, as far as I'm concerned, is part of. They're carrying forward the communist agenda, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they are. It's the socialism, people make this supposed distinction between socialism and communism. And, of course, originally it was the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. In the 19th century, before this Bolshevik Revolution, the two words socialism and communism were used interchangeably. So they basically, the idea that they are distinct. Of course, there are many left-wing groups that believe in different forms of socialism or communism. It's true. But the most effective group are the Communist Party. And they infiltrate all the other left-wing groups, and they use their ability to infiltrate to guide these other groups to make useful idiots out of them or to make useful fronts out of them. And so it isn't really the case that these groups are quite as independent and quite as safe to become involved with. And plus the fact the ideology of socialism itself is unsafe. I think, as we said, I take a philosophical point of view. Any kind of ideology that says that your solution to all your problems is the government or is a political ideology is going to be wrong. The politics is dangerous, power is dangerous, and our founding fathers developed a system of checks and balances where you don't accumulate too much power in the government, and that that power is checked to protect the liberties of people. That is the appropriate political philosophy. It is based on knowledge of human nature and the dangerousness of government. It's based on historical experience. And they will tell you that what I'm saying is ideology, but what I'm saying is deep philosophy and history that our founding fathers understood, that wise people understand. Socialism is something that really, I hate to say this, but it's what fools tend toward, is socialism. And it's very foolish to support it, because it's very dangerous.
Well, it is very dangerous. And the ultimate goal of communism is a boot in your face forever, isn't it?
Yeah, that quote is from the end of the book 1984 by George Orwell, who was himself a socialist, who realized what it really meant. And he wrote books like Animal Farm in 1984 to try to warn people that socialism was dangerous, and here's why. And I think it's very important that people get this message. I talk to people all the time who think that socialism, that there's some form of democratic socialism that is going to help our country. But the truth is democratic socialism is just socialism. Your economic freedom, you are not free if you are not free to buy and sell and start your own business. If you have to work for government or a corporation that's managed by government or regulated by government.
Well, Jeff, I've worked with literally hundreds of attorneys since 1972, not quite half a century. And quite a few of them are liberals, and they'll say something like the following. Why can't the wealthiest country on the planet afford to provide free health care to everybody? That's what they tell me.
Yeah, well, the reason you can't do that is anything you give away for free, you destroy the thing you're giving away. You know, you basically degrade it. You are basically subjecting doctors and nurses to a kind of slavery. If everybody can go to the doctor whenever they want, then think about how many people are going to say, well, it doesn't cost me anything. I'm going to go see my doctor this week. I feel okay, but I think I might have a complaint. You know, the
right.
thing is the
well,
fact that it costs something causes
firsthand.
Us to actually, yeah.
I've seen this firsthand in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Much of the population figured out that if they had the slightest medical issue, if they called this 911, the ambulance would provide transportation to the emergency room, no matter how slight the medical matter was. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Harley in Indiana. Good morning, Harley.
Yes, John.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I was just going to comment that there's a 1931 government investigation into communism, and it states that socialism is the half-brother of communism, that they are half-brothers, showing they are the same.
Okay.
And it also goes on and states that equal rights, in other words, the Equal Rights Amendment, is what they're pushing for. That is a communist goal stated in this 1931 government document investigation or study into communism. And a question I did have that I've wondered some time, our government used to, you know, have the House Committee on Un-American Activities, and they studied into communism, and they wrote some excellent books that they put together out there that's available from the government. But they always studied the Communist International. They used to meet every so many years. And are they still having meetings, and we just don't hear about them? That was the question I had.
Okay. Jeff, you got a response there?
Yeah, during World War II, Stalin promised to dissolve the Communist International, and in May 1943 they officially dissolved it. But it was a fake. They kept the Communist parties overseas in through their clubs, and afterwards they revived it. They called it the Common Forum, and then in I think it was the late 50s or early 60s they claimed to get rid of that. And then it sort of disappeared, but I believe it was still under control of the International Department of the Communist Party Soviet Union, and that it still exists. They just don't have a name, so we can't call it anything, so we can't claim it exists, because we don't really understand what it's called. But it's always existed.
Well, that's what I personally felt, is that it does still exist. We just don't hear about it, or like you say, they just kind of went underground to where we can't hear of them.
Yeah, the whole thing about communism is that it is communism is an underground kind of movement. They infiltrate, they go into things, they're coordinated, they recruit people, they put people into office, they put people into government positions. It's a real deal. And you know, I know because they tried to recruit me when I was in graduate school. So that's how I learned about it. I wouldn't have known how real it is. You know, a lot of people, it's just something they've read about in a book. And when they see some socialist, they don't know what they're looking at. They don't know that this person is really a member of a communist cell, or they're part of a communist unit of some kind. And they're actively trying to make the United States into a communist country. And they've been at it for decades, and they find it very rewarding, and they're very committed because it's like their religion. So
well,
like
you know, Nesta Webster identified two wings. I'm going to say she identified two wings of the communists, and of course one was the communists, the violent revolutionaries, and the other was the socialists that infiltrate government and take it over, and the people riot in the street and demand things, and the news media focus on it, says this is what the people want, and the socialists in government say, well, we're just doing what the people want. And there's also a 1947, I believe it is, government publication, once again into communism, and it shows where the communists were totally anti-American all the way up till America declared war in World War II, and then they immediately reversed their position and, you know, started attacking America again. And another good question I thought was, don't they, I mean, in the 90s, you know, we have Bill Clinton, and of course he was nothing but a socialist and a communist.
Yes, I agree. A lot of people don't really know Bill Clinton's background about his working for communist front organizations, peace organizations, his protest, his organization of protest against the United States government during the Vietnam War overseas in the UK, and also his trip to Moscow in December 1969 and to Prague in January 1970. You know, he went by himself. This wasn't like he went with a group of people. He won that as a reward by the organization that he was doing these anti-American protests for. And a person of this background who enters politics is this person is, and especially when you look at all of the connections that Hillary and Bill had to other socialists, to terrorists, you look at Obama starting his political career, announcing it in the home of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, picking up a seat from a lady who was very pro-communist when he picked up his seat in the Illinois legislature when he started his political career. So it's these people, they're part of these networks, and they're electing their own and they're appointing their own, and the 8 years that Obama had were very dangerous. And if you want to know what the swamp is that that President Trump is trying to fight, that swamp is the communists. It's their penetration of government, and they have such a hold on it that we're unable to control our own government.
So another good question I have is, was not Ronald Reagan, when he made the statement Khrushchev or Gorbachev tear down this wall, wasn't that another move on the chessboard? Because I know, you know, once they dissolved accordingly, tore down the wall, Reagan come and he goes, oh, we have to give them all this money so that they will not, you know, to woo them away from communism so they won't go back to communism. And a bunch of these people from these newly named countries and independent countries like the Ukraine came to America because they came to my town in Crown Point, Indiana, and they literally took over the town. And one of them ended up being mayor of the town. And I believe it was nothing more than a political move on the chessboard, and that, you know, that was all planned for Reagan to say that. Because there's no way he just tore down that wall because Reagan come out and said, oh, tear down that wall, and then communism dissolves.
Well, the wall didn't come down until Bush was president, George H.W. Bush. Reagan asked him to tear down the wall, but they were really planning to do something like that. They always had it in their mind. Anatoly Golitsyn was a Russian defector who wrote a book in 1984 called New Lies for Old, in which he described the future fake collapse of communism as a strategy, as a plan. And he explained, you know, how this would work. And he explained the methods of Soviet strategic thought. And, of course, his book written in 1984, the Berlin Wall didn't come down till 89, and the Soviet Union didn't so-called collapse until 91. By 1992, almost 94% of Golitsyn's predictions came true. Now, that is very hard to have that rate of accuracy in predictions about political affairs. You'll find that very few political scientists have anything approaching even 50% in their predictions. This guy knew what he was talking about. And basically, he's got nothing but a prediction for it.
He wasn't making predictions. He was part of the planning of what happened. So he didn't make any predictions at all. All he did was write about what he was helping plan that would take place in the future.
Well, since he defected in 1961, he was making educated guesses because he didn't know. He knew the basic outlines of their strategy and how it worked. But he didn't know all the specifics, and he used the knowledge that he had to piece together current events to figure out what it was. So there was a lot of figuring in what he did. And he had the help of James Angleton, who was the longtime head of the CIA counterintelligence staff. And so he wasn't really all by himself in putting it together.
That's good.
He had other people.
Harley, we do thank you for your call, Harley. We need to move on here. We got a break coming up. Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Hi, Jeff. Since we're talking about communism and socialism, the reason why I'm calling in, are you familiar with Joseph Torelia?
We have a break. Hold on.
Okay.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On Wednesday, the 12th of February, here at Republic Broadcasting, visiting with J.R. Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. And Elizabeth, do you have a comment or question?
Yeah, I wanted to know whether or not Jeff if he knew of Joseph Torelia. He was from the Ukraine, and he was part of the Solidarity Movement. And the communists viewed him as a threat. They thought that he was going to cause a revolution. But what his whole thing was standing up for religious freedom. of which we are already seeing that being eroded here in our country. He was exiled from the Ukraine and living in Toronto, Canada. He was imprisoned in the Russian prisons for over 20 years, and a few times of which he did escape. There's a book entitled Witness, and I was wondering if you've ever read it, Jeff.
No, I haven't read his book, no. That's one person I hadn't run across him before.
Yeah, his name is spelled J-O-S-Y-P, and it's T-E-R-E-L-Y-A. I encourage you to look into it because he had a wealth of information. He even had private audiences with Pope John Paul II. He was a Ukrainian visionary as well. He had visions of 9/11 before it even happened. He has done a lot of speaking. He's a very intelligent man. He wrote a lot of articles and whatnot. But his book is very good. It tells you a lot of what the agenda is of the communists and how much he had to suffer and what he had to go through. I encourage those people who think that communism and socialism is the way to go, they need to read that book. I think they'll rethink.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that that suffered prison. And I have in my library, I have many books by people like him who suffered prison and horrible tortures. And especially for their religious beliefs, that's quite a common thing because communism is militant atheism. And they want to destroy religion. And a lot of the infiltration of the churches, they get the churches to change their theology. And then they push ecumenism to unite all the churches into a kind of belief that really starts to meld with socialism. And you can see that happening across the board in all denominations now. You can see it.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Well, I know him personally.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it. Well, Jeff, we're down to about the last 60 seconds here. What word do you want to get out to these folks this week?
Well, you know, go to my website, jrnyquist.blog, and get active and wake up and pay attention. It's your country, and you can keep it if you are willing to do something for it. So we can't just sit on our hands. Communists aren't sitting on theirs. Yeah.
That includes getting your friends and neighbors, your conservative friends and neighbors, relatives, register to vote and make sure they get to the poll in 8 months, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely vote. Don't let them outvote you. They're striving to poison the minds of the children, and they are in our media, they're in our schools, and we have to combat it.
We do. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.